Om Shanti.
Yeah, there are parallel sessions going on, but then for all the first timers, it's here. You have to register for the ring ceremony tomorrow. So that you will have to miss that today. Okay, this is important. Because tomorrow is the ring ceremony, but then we have to understand the whole process today, why we are taking the ring and the reason behind that and the commitment behind it, right? It's not just ornament on the finger, but it involves commitment, right? It's not just another gift. Of course, Baba is giving you that special gift, but it's much more than that, right? So when do you get a ring? In the Laukik world, when do you get a ring? When you're engaged or get married, right? It's a symbol of commitment that yes, we belong to each other and none others, right? So here as well, you know, do I have that determination and say, Baba, yes, I belong to you, right? Baba is the ocean of love. He has done the commitment the very moment that we recognized him and say, you are my father. Baba, you are my father. The very moment that we recognized him, he is committed to us. And what is this commitment to us? What has Baba committed? What has he promised us? That, yeah? Taking care of us. That's a very basic thing. Yes, he is making us worthy to go to the golden age. Right? He is making us powerful and pure. He is a purifier, right? He is the only one who can purify all the souls. So his promise is, no matter what, I will make you worthy, purify you, make you worthy to go to the golden age, right? Unworthy souls cannot enter golden age. There are certain qualifications to go there, right? And the only process is to have that connection with Baba. That's it. And we see that it is so simple. Baba's methods are so simple, but very efficient. Baba just simply says that, children, consider yourself to be a soul and remember me. This is a simple process. But then how profound it is. You know, how powerful it is that the soul, which is completely tamopradan, you know, iron aged soul, becomes elevated and becomes golden aged soul, satopradhan, completely satopradhan, completely pure, to the purest form, originally how we were. It's a simple process, but how powerful it is, right? But for this, we had done so much of tapasya for half a cycle. We have done so much of efforts, labor, to purify ourselves. But now Baba has given us a very simple method. And Baba says, I don't give any pain to your body. Sit comfortably on your chair, on the sofa, or wherever, even if you want to lie down, but just remember me, right? Baba doesn't give any pain to the body. But it is all the thing of disciplining the mind and the intellect. And following this very simple process, the destination is so high. When the destination is so high, the disciplines are also high. Right? Of course, there are no physical as such, physical pain as such, but there are certain physical disciplines as well. Because when a student is studying, if he has to pass a very high examination, which is very tough, so what do the student do? Focus on the study, no distractions, and for that period of time, the student doesn't, you know, party, doesn't go for any waste of time or anything, completely focus on that and completely disciplined in the life, so that he knows, he or she knows, that if I pass this exam, my life will be better. Right? So whatever the student is renouncing at that time, the student wouldn't feel that he or she is renouncing so much, because this person knows the future is bright. Right? So here as well, our Brahmin life, what life is that? Student life, right? Yours is a student life? We are studying, right? This is not just a spiritual gathering where people would listen to the bhajans, listen to the prayers and say, wow, 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 very nice, very nice, very nice. But then after going out, just forget that, right? It is not just saying very good, very good, but we have to become good, right? And that's the reason we have 4 subjects in our education here in this university. What are the 4 subjects that we have? Yeah. First, knowledge, gyan, knowledge, that is the foundation. Then the second subject, yoga, meditation, connecting with Baba. Third, dharana, inculcation. Inculcation of divine virtues, not just listening to the knowledge, but inculcating that knowledge into our lives, into our practical day-to-day actions. It has to be seen through our activities. That is inculcation of divine virtues. And the 4th thing, seva, service. Whatever we have understood, share it with others, so that we inspire others to go on that path, right? So these are the 4 subjects that we study in this university or in this school, that we can say. But when we are studying, there are some disciplines, right? Why are these disciplines incorporated? Without disciplines, can't we not exist? Can we not progress without the disciplines or the maryadas? You have heard about this Ramayana story, right? I think most of you must have heard the story of how when Ram, Lakshman and Sita were exiled to the forest, when Rama heard the, you know, voice of a deer, then the Sita wanted that deer, and Rama went to get that deer, and then again Lakshman was called, and what did Lakshman do? He put a line around that place, so that he said, if you are inside this line, you are safe, but if you cross it, then you are in danger. Right? So, but what did Sita do? She didn't cross the line because she wanted to enjoy or for something wrong reasons. No. She wanted to give alms, the grains, to a saint who had come. Right? So for her, bhavana was very good. Her thoughts was very good, just to give in donation those grains to that saint. But she crossed the line and she was abducted. Right? Here also in Brahmin life, that line of maryada, when we are inside that line of maryada, discipline, then we are taken care of by Baba. Baba takes care of us. But when we cross it, Baba says, I'm not responsible. Right? So, what is that line of maryada that wherein we are very safe? You know, there are four or five things. These are the physical things, very gross ones. Of course, this is a lifelong learning. Lifelong learning that we have to be learning until we die. Because as we move along on this spiritual path, the efforts become much more subtler. Right? First, all the gross things are gone. All the gross negativities are gone because it can be seen very physically. It's very prominent. Then we get rid of those things. But later on, all the subtle negativities we take care of. Just like when we clean a house or a room which is not cleaned for many, many days, many, many months. What do? We take out all the bigger things first. We clean out all the bigger dirt, and then gradually we start to clean the dust under the carpet, the dust which is hidden, the dirt. All the small things comes later, but the bigger things is cleaned first. So when we come to Baba, all the bigger things are taken care of because we see them. So when we remove all those, then we pay attention to the subtle things, the smaller things, the minute negativities and the vices, right? So what are those main bigger ones that we need to take care of? Yes. Yes. Yeah, I'm coming to that one by one. Okay? First and foremost thing, which is very much needed on our spiritual journey, because we are all on a spiritual journey, our destination is something very different from the people out there in the world. Right? Their destination may be earning money, having a good life, something like that. Very physical, materialistic. But our destination or our aim in life is much more spiritual, much more higher, right? So for that, what is the foundation? Is purity. Foundation is purity. Foundation is celibacy, right? So if that purity is there, then it becomes much more easier to follow the spiritual path. So you must have, you know, because you are here in Madhuban, maybe you are following this discipline for the past 1 year, maybe for 9 months, 10 months or 1 year, and you must have found the difference, right? Following self, what does it feel like when you follow purity? A pure life, right? How do you feel it now? What is the feeling? Do you feel the surge of energy? Yeah? You feel the soul is becoming much more energetic? Yeah? Because yes. Why? Because the moment we start to follow purity or celibacy, most of the energy is preserved and conserved. The energy is not wasted. When you don't follow purity, the energy comes down drastically. drastically. That's why Baba says it is like jumping from a fifth floor, seventh floor. When we don't follow purity, it's like jumping from a seventh floor. That, you know, that much, you know, the energy comes down very drastically. So when our aim is to become all powerful, then purity is a must. Because our aim in life is to become Brahman, so angels, and then to become deities. Of course, deity is in the next birth, but in this birth, living in this body, our aim is to become angels. Right? To become angel means angel of purity. Because of the problem of purity in the world, you see how much the world has degraded. Right? And many times Baba also says, says that because of the saints and sages, they have been following purity in their own way, that they have at least controlled the world by degrading completely. At least they are contributing something towards the purification of the world, because vibrations really affect the world, right? So that is one of our basic and very important promise that we do today to Baba. Yes, Baba, for my entire life, I'm going to follow this discipline of purity of life. Okay? This is the first and foremost thing which is very important for a spiritual person. And secondly, is purity of food is very much needed. Why purity of food is needed for a spiritual person? Why is it needed? Yeah, thoughts are affected. They say, as the food, so the mind. Whatever we put into the system, that affects the mind, right? The soul and the body are together from the birth till the death. So whatever happens to the soul, whatever happens to the mind, if the mind gets affected, mind gets happy, sorrow, angry, anxiety, anxious, stress, whatever happens to the mind, it affects the body, right? And whatever happens to the body, it affects the mind. Now, all of a sudden, if I'm walking and I may meet with an accident, I just, bang my leg to a door or a wall or something, starts to pain. So the pain is here, but the mind gets affected, right? Whatever happens to the body, the soul gets affected. So now, when I have to transform the mind, one of the easiest way is control the things that you can see physically. Because mind is so subtle, it is so difficult to control, and that's the reason on the path of bhakti, they say mind is very naughty, it is impossible to control it. It is like a naughty horse, they say. Right? So before going on to that subtle way of controlling the mind, can we have to be controlling the physical things which impact the mind? That's much more easier, right? So what are the physical things that impact the mind? One is the food, right? Whatever we consume, it directly affects the mind, right? So that's the reason Baba say sattvic food or pure food is very much needed for the purification of the soul or transformation of the sanskars. So what is our definition of pure food? What is the definition of pure food? Yeah. One is sattvic food means, pure food means no non-vegetarian food, no animal, you know, killing, no non-vegetarian food, no onion and garlic. Non-vegetarian food, why no? You know that, right? When we consume non-vegetarian food, it is like eating a dead body. Would you consume a dead body of a human being? No, right? So it's a dead body of a animal. So it is like equally the same, somewhat similar, right? So it will really make the mind very violent and fearful. So that's the reason we are not consuming any non-vegetarian food. And there's all theoretical things behind, logical things behind that, right? The system is, human system is not made for non-vegetarian food and all these things, yes. Secondly, no onion and garlic. Reason? Reason behind that? Yeah, not so negative as non-vegetarian food, but yes, it is, it has some chemicals which can aggravate the emotions in the mind. So whether it's anger, whether it's impurity, whether it's all negative things, it aggravates in the mind. And that's the reason we say no onion and garlic. Yes? Which one? Leek. Leek, I don't know what that is. Do we have, get that in India? I don't think so. So I don't know about that, sorry. Okay, anything, so maybe, yeah, everything connected to that family. Yeah, okay, onion and garlic. Because we don't get that in India, so we don't know what that is. Leek, okay, sorry about that. So we know why no onion and garlic, because it aggravates the mind. And thirdly, no drugs and alcohol, cigarettes, whichever, again, that's a negative thing to put into the system, right? And fourthly, preparing food in Baba's remembrance and eating food in Baba's remembrance. So that we energize the food, because of course we can't grow our own food, right? We can't do everything. We can't become agriculturist or a farmer to grow our own. We have to buy some things from the store. So we know the energy there, Iron Age world. So when we cook food in Baba's remembrance, we are energizing that element there, the food there, and then eating in Baba's remembrance. So really would bring about a very high impact. And when you came here, you started to eat Baba's food here, right? Prepared by the yogis. Do you find any difference? It's a simple food, but how energized it is with energy. Did you feel it? Did you feel it? Yeah, maybe you must have not felt, not much, but when you go back, you will feel the difference. Because the energy is there. When the energy goes low, when we go out and, you know, when we get involved, then we find the difference. We experience the difference. Okay? So, purity of food is very much necessary on the spiritual path. And another aspect is offering bhog to Baba. When you prepare in Baba's remembrance, if you offer bhog, it becomes much more powerful. Because of course Baba doesn't eat. He is a bhokta. He doesn't eat. He doesn't consume any food. But then it is bringing Baba's vibrations into the food and then consuming it. It's a gesture of gratitude and also inviting Baba, invoking Baba into it. That's it. Okay. So, of course, at the centers, we offer bhog to Baba. In Madhuban, we offer bhog. Even at your homes, it's good if you start offering bhog to Baba. It's a very big protection for each one of us. Because, of course, in Madhuban, you are protected because it's the atmosphere and Brahmins around. So, but there, when you go back, of course, you are throughout the day when you go for your job, you are amidst the people who doesn't understand knowledge, right? The vibration is very different. So when you offer bhog and then consume it, it's like a protection for the self as well. Yes, you raised your hand.
I just want to ask, is it true that I can't offer
if I have a cat? If you have a cat. Yeah, because if you have some animals at home, it's, you know, like if that animal doesn't come into your kitchen, that's okay. But then, yeah. Because the cat, it's a bit tricky thing. Because, of course, we clean ourselves, right? We take shower before preparing bhog. And with that purity of body and purity of mind, we prepare that food. But then when the animals are around, it's a different energy. Right? Yeah. You raised your hand? Sister? Okay. Any other questions regarding offering bhog? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. In a family, there are different types of situations where one person or two people are following Baba's Srimad, but others are not. So in that type of a situation, when you have to cook non-vegetarian food for your family, so it's... you can't offer bhog in that kitchen because non-vegetarian food is being, you know, dealt there. So the energy level is completely different. But if you have a different kitchen for that, so then yes, you can offer bhog. And even if you don't offer bhog, please keep the utensils separate, you know, for yourself and for the non-vegetarian food. Go out to eat in the restaurants? The whole thing is the same, right? Because whoever cooks food there, is that a person a BK or Baba does it in Baba's remembrance? Right? So, yeah. You're free to go, but if your aim in life is something different, you know, aim in life is to become an angel, to become a deity, to elevate your spiritual life. So then these are the disciplines that you need to follow. It's your choice. It's not a must. It's your choice because it's your life. Then we are just giving you the guidance. If you want to follow this, if your destination is this, if your aim in life is this, please follow these guidelines. If you don't want to, it's your choice. All right? If it is for the work, yeah. Yeah, sometimes you go out for a meeting, for your work. So you have to manage it very tactfully. Either eat salad, fruits or something. Because in a gathering, then you can't be saying, oh, I can't eat this, you can't make a big thing out of it. Be very tactful and eat raw things. That would be better. And it's good for the health as well, right? Yes. Yeah. Yes. 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 Yeah, yeah. You can go. Baba says that you have to have a balance. For the people who are dedicated, it's a different rules. but who are staying in the family, they have to have a balance. They can't just cut off from their Laukik family, right? They have to go to those programs, marriages, attend them. Yeah, of course, but then in terms of food, be very tactful, very yukti-yukt. Okay, then you can say, oh, I'm on a fast today, or, you know, I'm just... Be very yukti-yukt in that way. Yeah. Okay. Because we can't hurt them also. But we can't get influenced by them. We have to influence them. Not that we get influenced by them. Right? Yes. We have to pull them towards Baba, not we go towards the Laukik world. Yeah. Any other questions regarding this? Okay. Yeah. This is the maryada of food. Discipline of disciplines of food. Yeah. So because when we take care of this particular maryada, we are protected by protected from many other negativities. Right? So this is one of the many very important discipline. Yeah. Yeah, so I think let's not go into the detail of all those things. The main we are trying to focus is about tomorrow, ring ceremony. So what are the four or five things that we need to take care of it, and then we can go ahead. Dattivan, can I just call global office and call them for the registration? And the third most important thing is purity of body as well, right? To shower every day. Cleanliness, not purity, it's the cleanliness of the body. Even in the world, they say cleanliness is next to godliness, right? And we can't just wake up from bed and start cooking and... No. There has to be a certain level of cleanliness. And also it's here we say, whenever your bowels get cleansed, it's very much needed that you take shower. At least put some water, you know, take shower. So it's like cleansing the body, purify. The energy level changes when the bowels get cleansed. So it's better that you take a shower. And then you carry on the other activities in your life. Okay? Cleanliness of the body is very much needed. Third thing. Fourth thing is Amritvela. Amritvela meditation. Because early morning hours during Amritvela is the time where Baba is there in the form of a bestower of blessings. So whatever we want to achieve in our life, whatever transformation that we are expecting in our lives, it's easier to achieve that during Amritvela. If we do powerful Amritvela every day, so transformation is very much easier and very quick. Okay? And the fifth thing which is very much needed is Murli class. Murli, listening to the Murli every day, because cleansing of the soul happens through meditation, and then when we listen to Baba's knowledge, Baba's Murli, it's like understanding the depth of life, understanding life on a much more deeper level, right? And every day when we listen, you must have experienced that, you know, the many problems or many challenges of your life, you get the solution to your challenges of life. Right? Many answers you get for your life. Whatever is happening on that day, if you are having a question, Baba, how am I going to face it? How am I going to solve it? Answer is there in the Murli that day. Right? So listening to Murali is very much important, because that's the foundation of, no, that's the second, that's the first subject in our Brahmin life, knowledge and yoga, right? These are the two important. Of course, all the four subjects are important, but then the without knowledge and yoga, transformation or inculcation of virtues cannot happen. So every day listening to Baba's Murali is very much needed. And how do we listen to the Murali? In soul consciousness, of course. But going to the class, going to the center, listening in the gathering is the first option. Right? That is the best. Sitting in the classroom, listening to Baba's Murali in an alert way. Right? Not just, we are students, right? We listen alert. We have to be students and then listen to Baba's Murali. For that's the first option, right? But every day, if you can't go to the center because it's far away or you're because of your job or anything, but please make it a point to go to the center at least 2 days in a week. 2 days in a week, Thursdays and Sundays. So at least whenever it's, at least Thursdays and Sundays are preferable, but otherwise whatever is convenient for you, at least 2 days in a week is very much important. And other days, how are we going to, you can listen to either online or any other ways, but going every day, 7 days is the first option. Second option is 2 days in a week. And other 5 days, listen online or read or whatever. Okay? So this will really help you on the spiritual progress a lot. Okay? All clear? Okay. Oh, whoever is available, right? We don't say, oh, I don't want this, I want that. No, like, it's Baba's Murali. Right? Do you have option? online, you have definitely have many options. If you can't, you don't want to listen to the Murali of this place, then go to London, connect to London, connect to that place, connect to Madhuban, connect to different places online. But what does Baba say? Physically being in Baba's home. Right? So you don't have much options then. Of course, you go there, but then throughout the day, you're free to listen from anywhere. Right? Online, it's open. You can get connected throughout the day anywhere. You don't have limitations there. Right? Okay. Is your Brahmin life fun or is it heavy? It's fun or is it making heavy? Oh, I want to have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this. Oh, it's becoming too much. Do you feel that? Sometimes. but then when we see it on a physical level, it feels burden. But then when I connect to Baba, it becomes much more easier. Then the soul becomes much more lighter. Mind becomes much more happier. Why am I doing this? Right? So then that happiness is there inside. Yes. Yes. Of course, it's not always easy, but then it can be easy. It's in your hands. It can be easy. It's all here. It's all here, right? Make Baba your companion. You're not alone. Right? Life is not easy out there in the Iron Age world. I understand that. But you are not alone. Just remember that. Always have Baba with you. The Almighty Authority is your guide, is your companion, is your father, is your beloved. So when we have that deep connection with Baba, no matter physically, whatever difficulties, whatever challenges that we are facing, but here we have that strength because that love makes it easier. Love for Baba. You know, otherwise it becomes a labor. You know, in love, everything is easy. When it is, you know, when you say, okay, when you force yourself, then it becomes. So everything is here. Make it easier here. Have Baba with you constantly. So then He'll guide you. Baba is our guide. Right? So, yeah. Okay. Okay, let's sit for a few minutes in meditation. Geet nahi bajana, music bajao. Aaj. After meditation, the sisters are here, and then you can register for tomorrow's ring ceremony. Tomorrow ring ceremony will be at 9:30 here in this hall. Okay? Yeah. 1 minute ruko. Yes. Maybe sometime, you know, like at least you make a promise here. So then Baba will really help you. It's just one step of courage that you are taking. And Baba will take you ahead 100 steps. Okay? So you don't worry, will I be able to do it? Will it be proper? You know, what if I'm not able to do it? Don't have those waste thoughts. Yes, Baba, I want to do it. Don't say try. I will try? No. Baba, definitely I'll do it. Right? Yes, of course, okay. You know, sometimes you might go out, but then you understand, this is a promise that I have made. You'll come back. Right? Maybe it's like 80-20% or something. It's okay. Little bit of, you know, that's okay. But don't get scared. Baba will not curse you. You didn't follow? Chuck! I'll curse you for that. No, he doesn't. Baba, it's our own karma, which is a curse. Baba will never curse us. Right? Baba is the ocean of love, ocean of compassion. He will not, never curse us. Right? We are His beloved children. Right? He has love. So never think, if I don't follow, then He'll curse me. No. But have that courage. Baba, I want to do it. I will do it. And Baba will give that strength. Of course, that determination is one thing. The other thing is the atmosphere of Madhuban and the gathering will really help you. Right? Okay. Yes? If you have one, it's good that you wear. Yeah, if you get married, will the wedding ring, you'll take out that wedding ring? No, right? So it's like commitment. It's like protection. Okay, leave out that commitment also. It's like protection. Baba's protection is on me. Like, is with me. It's a sense of protection. Yeah. Of course, that's your laukik word. This is the soul connection. Of course. Yes. This is the soul connection. You can't divorce your husband, right? Oh, divorce. Baba says you have to take care of your family. No, but take care of the family with the consciousness of being souls. Right? In this birth, that person is a child or a husband or a wife, whatever the role that they are playing, but originally they are souls. Right? Okay. Let's meditate. Just being with myself. Stabilizing in the consciousness of being a soul. The eternal being of light. Realized my real self. I am so blessed to be chosen by God. For the establishment of the Golden Age. Today, in Madhuban, I promise myself and to Baba that yes, Baba, I would follow your footsteps. I want to follow the path of transformation. To become an angel of purity. Messenger of God, helper of God. I surrender my mind and intellect and my life to you. I am so fortunate to have God as my Father, teacher and guide. Baba is holding my hand and taking me through the challenges of life. I'm not alone. Baba, the Almighty Authority, the All-Powerful, is my companion, is my guide. I'm completely protected under his canopy.